Hi there, friend. Welcome back for another session at the Ignite Your Wellness podcast, where we help active adults who value their health reduce nagging aches and pains, boost their energy, and lower stress, all while losing the fear of aging, with health, wellness, and yoga tips from highly requested professionals from around the globe. I'm your host, Alison McLean, physical therapist and yoga teacher. Welcome to 2020. I am so excited for this year. I have so much in store for you guys. I can't wait. A lot of really, really great interviews with entrepreneurs, health professionals, people living and practicing the work, going through the journey. You're going to hear a lot. So make sure you subscribe if you haven't already and stay tuned on the journey. In today's episode, I'll be interviewing Amy, as she guides us through so many wonderful tips on how to start the new year living healthy, but letting go of the forcing and what you think you should do. So you're really aligning yourself with the best intentions, the best setup for yourself for 2020. So a really great episode to start the new year with. Unfortunately, this episode was done on Facebook Live last year and the connection ended abruptly. So you'll get a ton of insight before the interview was cut off, but I had to share it because there's just a wealth of information. So maybe this just means I have to get her back on for the future. If you like it, let me know, send me a message, and we'll get her back on and complete this interview. So in the meantime, here you go. Enjoy.
We made it work.
Huh?
Yes. We made it work.
Yeah, my connection maybe wasn't so good or something. I'm not sure. But I'm
I
glad.
think it was a little bit delayed. It's
Oh,
cool.
okay. Cool. Well, it's good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
So I'm going to give a brief bio about Amy here. And then if you'd like to add more, Amy, then you definitely have the space. So Amy Clover is a writer, a coach, a teacher, and the force behind Strong Inside Out. And if you ever want motivation, hop on her Instagram page. It's really awesome. You have the most amazing inspirational quotes and pictures. I really love it.
Thank you.
And oh, email got cut off. But she focuses on individual health, mind, body, and spirit without scales or judgments. She believes that living up to some shaming health standard. Oh, you know what? I bet my email just got cut off. I apologize. But
That's
really,
cool.
you believe about feeling good in your body. And do you want to expand
Yes.
upon that?
Sure.
Yes. Thank you. I apologize.
I love you. No, and I sent that to you late. It was my fault, not yours, okay? So, basically what I believe in is that health is not about living up to some metric-based
Yeah.
shaming health standard. It's about really feeling good in your body right now. It's about, you hear it all the time, it's a journey, it's not the result, but it's true. It's like it's so super true that it's really not about what you're going to achieve down the line. You will achieve things, of course, but it's more about making sure that you enjoy it every single day, or most days. Let's not be
Right.
perfect about it.
Right. I've totally been there where I've been trying to like pursue some goal, whether it was like, in college, I actually weighed more and I was drinking lots of beer, doing the things college kids do. And, I had a goal to lose weight and get healthier and feel better. And I made myself suffer each day because I was reading this book and I thought like, oh, okay, this is what I should do. And I felt awful each day in pursuit of this end goal. And it actually totally backfired. Totally backfired.
Same thing happened to me, dude. I'm right there with you. I followed this diet book and I was like, am I supposed to feel like I'm gonna faint every
Right.
day? Is this normal?
Exactly. And so then it just, yeah. So yeah, really, I love this message because when we tune into our bodies, we live from a place of, essentially fueling ourselves and replenishing ourselves and, whether doing, like for me, I used to force myself to run because I thought I'd burn more calories. And, physics is just against me. I have these crazy long lever arms and running doesn't feel good in my body.
And I finally let that go a few years ago, and I walk with the dogs, and I crave my walks each day, and they're so replenishing. So doing things like switching from like, oh, I should run, to, oh, I really enjoy walking, for example.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole thing, is it's not about like shooting yourself into health. You're not going to should yourself into health. You're not going to shame yourself into health. Mm-hmm. What's really going to work is when you find, when you connect into your body and listen to her or him, you know, and allow your body to tell you what he or she wants.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I love it. So if you can relate below, share your stories, comment below. We'd love to hear it. It's, you know, it's when we can join together as a community, I think we keep raising our all, like all our vibrations and energy. But Amy, tell me, you know, what's your area of expertise? What do you really specialize in?
I help people who come back from extremes, basically, is the easiest way to put it. Mm-hmm. So I am a performance health recovery coach. And what that means is performance health is kind of like this, it's that shaming metric-based health stuff that you've heard of, like you need to look this certain way, you can't eat these certain things, you have to be this, you have to be able to lift this amount, or you need to be able to be this fast. And that's all performance health stuff. I help people recover from that and come back to actual balance, which is what I call true health. So I help people come back from overtraining, shaming themselves, eating disorders, even, because I have my own personal experience with eating disorders. And I also help people who don't know where to start, who are like, I'm so overwhelmed, I just can't even get out of bed, like get out of bed to do a movement or anything like that. Or I don't know, like there's so much diet advice out there, I don't know where to start with that. So I help people either in the very beginning stages or coming back from those extreme stages.
I love that. Yeah, because I see a lot of patients in the clinic and they think they're doing good for their body, like going to all these yoga classes or Orange Theory, doing these crazy like strengthening routines, which are great for some people in a certain amount of frequency, but sometimes people overdo and they're like creating this inflammatory response and then they feel awful, so sore and tired all the time, and never recovering. So just like shifting the mindset that yes, you can still do this stuff. It's really great. We just have to work on the volume that your body can handle, really.
Yeah. And also how much you're pushing yourself, because it's in performance health. It's really normal that you'll hear like, just push harder. Like, doesn't matter if your body's breaking down, just push harder. And you know, it's like, that's not necessarily the most healthy thing to do. Like if your body's breaking down, it's probably saying maybe don't push harder. So yeah. I think finding that healthy balance, also being able to validate your own self-worth instead of looking for it outside in external places, like Orange Theory teachers, or, I mean, I'm not saying Orange Theory is bad. Right. It's really great.
Yes.
Some people love it. Great. And some people's bodies do great with it. But some teachers that are just going to be like, go, 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 don't listen to your body stuff. Is the confidence really has to come from within. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like Jorge just said, I like my CrossFit, which is great. CrossFit is so great for a lot of people. It's just when people latch on to like, I need to do this thing that I'm not yet ready to do. Right. That's a little bit dangerous and unhealthy.
Like 500 times do the thing.
Yeah.
But we've all been there. I've totally been there in my own yoga practice, or even like strength training. Like when I returned back to strength training, I thought, I was like, oh, I need to do these heavy weights and these complex things, totally threw my body out of alignment. And I paid for it for like a couple of weeks in my neck, you know? And I was like, oh, lesson learned there. That doesn't work for me. For someone else, it's great. That's what they need, right? So it's really having the confidence to listen to your body. Love it. So what's the biggest impact tip that you really give your clients?
It's probably just to start where you are, which goes along with what we were just saying, is that you don't have to start all the way over here where performance health is saying you need to be. You know, you don't need to start where you need to be. Need to. Should. All of that kind of stuff. But like just starting with like a little bit more than what you're doing could be super duper helpful, even if that's a minute. you know, like 1 minute
right.
is more totally. Than you were doing yesterday.
Yeah.
So just like asking, really checking in with yourself. And I call this a willingness check, where you just check in with yourself and say, what am I willing to do? And you do that by gauging your own resistance levels. Like, does it feel icky for me to commit to this amount of work? Like, a lot of my clients come to me and they're like, yeah, I just can't start running, but I really want to run. And I'm like, okay, well, when's the last time you ran? How long did you run? They're like, an hour. I'm like, that's why. Mm-hmm. You can't just start with an hour. That's going to feel so grueling mm-hmm. and probably hurt you. And just like, so just starting with like 10 minutes of a walk/run, mm-hmm. you know, because so many of us are perfectionists, and our society really breeds perfectionists.
Yeah.
And we have this perfectionistic expectation that needs to be all or nothing. Mm-hmm. And there's this whole beautiful, amazing gray or silver glittery space in between that we can inhabit and really feel good in, you know?
Mm-hmm. I totally believe that. That's exactly why I just released the journal. It's available on Amazon now.
Woo! Yay, congrats!
Thanks, I'll put the link below. But it is, because same thing, I get a lot of patients, like they're finally feeling better in their SI joint or their back, for example, and they want to get back to running, and they'll go from like nothing because they were healing to the hour, and then they flare themselves up, right? So the journal, the purpose is to like track the milestones. So they feel like, oh, okay, today I maybe did 5 minutes, but you know, 2 weeks down the road, they're doing maybe 20 minutes. And if they have a place where they can really see the progress, then it helps to keep you on track instead of being like, you know, 3 months later, I'm not at an hour yet and giving up completely, you know?
Yeah, I love that. And tracking your wins is such a great way
exactly.
to build confidence and acknowledge your own capabilities as well. I love that.
Yeah, thank you. What does wellness mean to you specifically?
Oh, it's really transitioned. I think a lot over the last few years, especially as I come into this place of kind of like F the authority when it comes to health, you know? Like I was a punk rock kid and I like to bring that into where I am now.
Love it.
It's like, that's kind of what like performance health recovery is all about. It's just like rejecting what society says we need to do to be like healthy and stuff like that. Yeah. But I think wellness is really taking a stand for what's best for you, not what's best for everyone and not what looks the best, but really what feels the best and what's going to make you feel the most alive. I think that's what wellness really means to me.
Yeah, I love it. I agree with that.
Yeah.
And it's funny, Sean, my husband, he plays in a punk rock band, so we're still yeah. going strong over here.
Awesome. That's so great.
Yeah, you'll have to come check it out sometime, you and your husband.
I would love to.
Okay. Very good. And how do you incorporate this, all these philosophies into your business model?
Oh my gosh, that's such a good question. And it's a really important thing that I practice what I preach for me too. So I have to set a lot of boundaries, and okay. boundaries are a big thing that I help my clients with. That setting loving boundaries, as I like to call them, to make sure that we're not going to those extremes, that we stay in that beautiful, silvery, glittery middle space of, you know, stable and stable endurance, basically. Mm. So in my business, because I am a recovering hustle addict and I really like to push and make things happen and that kind of stuff. And a mentor of mine actually had me do a hustle cleanse for a while. It was the best thing I probably did for my business.
I love it.
But what I have to do now is I have to say, you know, Amy, you have to be done with work by this time. Like you can only do this amount of hours per day if you're going over that danger zone.
Right.
And then, I need to make sure, because I am, I've recovered from an eating disorder. I have to make sure I eat a certain amount of times a day. And I need to make sure I do movement, but that's, I need to make sure that I don't do too much movement for me is my problem.
Yeah.
So I need to really like put loving boundaries around that, like having a rest day at least every 2 days that I work out, or maybe three, depending on how I'm feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so many names that I haven't seen in so long. It's so good to see you guys.
Yeah, comment below if you can relate to any of this, because we're all working through it. Like, and sometimes the boundaries shift just depending on like a change in life, or maybe you are like for me when I was healing.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that episode before it was cut off. If you're looking for that Ignite Your Wellness journal that was mentioned, go head over to the show notes. The link will be there. Also, the link's there to save your spot for the upcoming masterclass to relieve your low back. Stop worrying about this issue finally for good. It's 2020. Come on now. It's time. So when you register for this class, what you'll learn by the end is how to focus more on what you want in your life, your kids, the activities you love, your work, instead of the fear of your aches and pains draining your energy and preventing you from enjoying life. You'll finally stop worrying about this issue for good. So go ahead to the show notes, save your seat, and upcoming registration time, you'll be notified of the upcoming registration times. In the meantime, keep a lookout. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already for next week's episode. It's a very special one, again, to keep you motivated and inspired to start the new year. I'm super excited. All right, friends, talk to you soon.